We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Hilchos Maaseh Umatnit, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Aleph. U'bishvil zeh, and it's for this reason that Hascholas HaTorah Hu Bereishis, that the Torah begins with Bereishis, Shehu Bechinas Re'iyah V'Hashgacha, which is the concept of seeing and supervising. Ki Bereishis Hu Bechinas Tlas Gavnen Deino U'Basayim, because we said before that Bereishis is the concept of the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. The Seifa Torah Hu Le'inei Kol Yisrael, and the Torah ends with the words Le'inei Kol Yisrael, Ki HaHashgacha B'chinas Korach HaRois Nimshach Me'reishis Bad Achris, Me'reish Kol Dargin Ad Seif Kol Dargin, because the Hashgacha goes from the beginning to the end, from top to bottom, from the beginning of all levels down to the end of all levels, ad shechoizer v'nichlal hasoif b'horoish l'achris b'reishis, so that the end gets brought back and plugged into the beginning. Sheze ikar shleimus horiyah v'hashgacha. That's the concept of a total vision, a complete vision, a complete hashgacha. Shezehu ikar shleimus horiyah v'hashgacha. Nimtza shesoif haTorah mekusha l'roisha. So we see that the end of the Torah is tied into the beginning. They're both the same concept. Ki soif haTorah le'inei kol Yisrael, because the Torah ends with the words le'inei kol Yisrael. V'hascholas haTorah hu bereishis. And the Torah begins with the words bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim es haaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Shehu gam kein bechinas re'iyah v'hashgacha, which is also the concept of Hashem's ability to see everything and supervise over everything. Shezeh bechinas bereishis kanal, as we said, that's included in the word bereishis, roshei bas. Ki soif v'ho'achris mekusha bereishis, because the end is definitely bound to the beginning. Shezehu ikar shleimus horiyah kanal, and that's the concept of a complete vision. V'alkein soif haTorah medaber meini kol Yisrael shehin soifim u'mabitim elav Yisborach. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says now, if you look at the end of the Torah, when it uses the words le'inei kol Yisrael over there, it refers to the concept of the Jews having their eyes turned to Hashem. Why? Ki heim ma'aminim b'hashgachos Yisborach tomid. Because the Jews believe in Hashem's constant supervision. How are they zeicha to that? Through the fact that we receive the Torah, and through Moshe Rabbeinu, and through all the miracles that we witnessed, that's what gave us this emuna in Hashgacha Proti. As the Pasuk says over there at the end of the Torah, L'chol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim u'l'chol ha'yod ha'chazoko l'chol ha'moir ha'gotla sh'osa Moshe le'ini kol Yisrael, that regarding the powerful hand of Hashem and the great awesomeness of Hashem and the great miracles which Moshe Rabbeinu performed before the eyes of all the Jewish people. That's what the Torah ends with. V'ascholas ha'Torah medaberes me'enei Hashem Yisborach. And the Torah begins by speaking about the eyes of Hashem, shezeh b'chinas bereishis. Tamon Roshe, Tamon Bas. The Tikkun Zohar says that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Roshe, Reish Aleph Shin Yud, and Bas. Shehim Klas Gavnen Deinu Basayim, which refers to the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. Hainu Bechinas Einei Hashgachos Yisborach Hashem Bohemut Seifo Mabit Mereishis Abriyat Seif Kaladoros. This refers to the eye of supervision of Hashem, with which Hashem looks from the beginning of creation through all the generations till the end of time. Ubohem Boros Kol Olam. It's with Kaviyochol the eye of Hashem that Hashem created the entire world. Kamei Shekosu Bereishis Boros Kamei Hashemayim Esoretz. Bereishis, with Bereishis, Hashem created heaven and earth, meaning with his eyes, with his Hashgacha Proti. Ukamei Shekosu, and as the Pasuk says, Ki hu liktsois ha'oretz yabit. Kaviyochol Hashem looks out to the ends of the world, to the ends of the globe. Ubohem hu mechayes oilam becholeis. And with Hashem's eyes, he generates light, life, into the world at all times. Kamei shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Einei Hashem hema meshoitetois bechol horetz. The eyes of Hashem travel over the entire world. Nimtza, shehascholas haTorah medaberes meinei Hashem Yisborach, V'siyum haTorah medaberes meinei kol Yisrael. So that we see the beginning of the Torah is talking about the eyes of Hashem, which look out onto the world, which create. And at the end of the Torah is talking about the eyes of Klal Yisrael, which are focused back on Hashem. The Torah, which is middle, you know, which is from the beginning to the end, the Torah is our foundation of faith. That's what ties together the beginning to the end, the eyes of Hashem to the eyes of the Jewish people. That itself is the concept of tying together the eyes of the Jewish people, which compared to Hashem, they symbolize the end, all the way at the end, the bottom, and tying that back to the eyes of Hashem, Kavyochol, the Reishis Hamachshava of Hashem, the original thought of Hashem, which is the beginning, Ki Kulo Chad, because this is all one, Hashem, the Jewish people, Ki Kodshei Baruch Hu, V'Oiraisa, V'Yisrael, Kulo Chad, because there's a very famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all one. And here Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Kyalidei she'onu ma'aminim bashkachoshi yisporach. Through the fact that we believe that Hashem is supervising every iota and detail of creation and of us, u'mekayimen es ha'Torah, and we fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, ayidei zeh hashgachosoi magi aleinu b'shleimus. That's what guarantees that the hashgach of Hashem reaches us 100%. The eyes of Hashem are focused upon us perfectly. Va'onu choizrin v'nitztayrin beinov. And our image is transported back into the eye of Hashem, kaviyochol. Shayidei zeh mekusherim u'miyuchodim einenu beinov yisborach. And that's what binds our eyes to the eyes of Hashem, kaviyochol. Bebechina, says the Pasuk, says, ki ayin bi'ayin yiru. An eye to an eye will see. Kaviyochol referring to this connection between us and Hashem. Shezeo bechinas hiskashrus uklolius o'achres bereshis. This is the whole concept of tying together the end to the beginning. Bechinas klolius seif ha-Torah b'tchilosa. Tying together the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. Klolius einei kol Yisrael bein Hashem Yisbarach. Tying together the eyes of the Jewish people to Hashem. Shehu bechinas bereshis. Hashem, who is the concept of bereshis. So here, just to summarize briefly, this is one of those examples where Rav Nosson Zal takes the whole Yiddishkeit and wraps it up into one item to show you the importance of that item. He was discussing the importance, how the most important foundation in Yiddishkeit is the realization and faith in the concept of Hashgacha Proti, that there is a Hashem, and Kaviyochol Hashem as eyes, which see everything, from the top to the bottom, nitty-gritty, tiniest detail, from the beginning of time till the end of time. And Rav Nosson Zal said that that's the whole yesod of our faith in Hashem. Now, another way of saying the yesod of our faith in Hashem is the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal goes ahead and shows you how, if you want to take a look at the Torah, and just open to page 1 and page 999, open to the beginning and to the end, I'll show you how this is what the Torah is all about. Because if you look at the first word in the Torah, the Tikkun Ezer teaches us that the first word in the Torah is eyes. The word Bereshis, which is actually a code, it's hiding in itself the word Roshe and Bas. Roshe is a nickname for Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, who are three, who correspond to the three colored rings of the eye. Bas is a nickname for the word Bas Ayin. It's a code for the word Bas Ayin, which means the pupil of the eye. So that the word Bereshis in code is referring to the eye of Hashem, the Hashgach of Hashem. What did the eye and the Hashgach of Hashem do? Bara Elokim es Hashemayim v'Esoretz. That's what created everything. That's what set everything into motion, and that's what maintains everything. Now let's turn to the last page in the Torah. Let's turn to the last line in the Torah. The last line in the Torah is where Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the Jews, listen, you want to know who Hashem is? You want to know what your kesher to Hashem is? You see everything that I did, all the wonders and miracles, the Yad HaChazoka and the Mayragoda and everything. You see all of this that I did? All of it is Hashem. And it says this distinctly in the Pasuk, all the things that I did, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, it's all from Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's point
So it's all from Hashem. So what? So what should I do about it? The answer is, you know what you should do about it? You should look to Hashem only, always. That's what you should do. If you realize that everything good and everything significant that happens to you in your life is from Hashem, then you better know where to direct your attention to, where to be focused on, to be focused on Hashem. That's what the Torah begins with. That's what the Torah ends with, to teach us. That's what the whole Torah, in effect, is all about. The main message of the whole Torah and all Tariyag Mitzvahs, Rav Nosson Soloway had said earlier, that every single mitzvah that a Jew does, one of the main reasons why I'm doing that mitzvah is to strengthen and display my faith in Hashem, my faith in Hashgacha Prati. That's what it's all about.